Step number four, the most important, linking up. The intention of negotiating and influencing has always been to get to that outcome that you predefined in the first step. And as you've been engaging in rapport building and questioning and listening, you are trying to get a link between what is important to the other person and your outcome. And this is perhaps the most intellectually difficult part of the process. It's the most challenging because all the time you're having to keep the conversation flowing and think about your responses, and we're trying to get a link. And I'm just going to tell you a little story to demonstrate this linking, because we are here to sell change, to engage other people in the changes that we want to make. And I just want to talk about my Mini, actually, my car, because the salesman who I met gives me a really good example of the power of linkage and engaging people. Now, I have always wanted a little Mini. Some of you out there might have children, and you know that when you have children, you tend to have the rather large cars to get all the equipment in for the children. I decided I wanted a Mini, and I went through my negotiation process with my husband, and I won't let you into that process, but he agreed I could have one, a completely impractical car. And when I got down to the garage, I'd already decided I was going to have one. However, the guy who was the salesman came up to me, and his outcome, you can probably guess, is that his outcome is he wants to sell me a Mini. So what he does, he comes up to me, he very quickly introduces himself, and then he starts talking about all the reasons why a Mini is a really good thing to have. He tells me about the speed, the capacity, the engine size, the warranty, the fact that it's 3 years, the fact that the car itself can go to 0 to 60 in so many seconds. And he talks at me for at least 10 minutes. He forgot to rapport build. He forgot that he was supposed to ask me questions to find out why I wanted a Mini. What were the benefits to me of having a Mini in the first place? And what it meant to me about having that car. And if I was going to talk to this salesman again, I would say, stop, slow down, and rather than talk at me, enable me to express what is important to me. And if he did ask me a few questions and said, Amanda, tell me, where do you see yourself driving in a Mini? And who is going to be driving with you? And what is it that's really important to you? And how do you want to drive this Mini? He would have found out that I wanted a Mini because I wanted to be independent. I wanted something that was easy to park. I wanted something with a huge dashboard that would tell me how quick I was driving because of my driving endorsements on my license. And he would have found out that I still needed enough space to get all my shopping bags in the back. And if he'd found all these things out, he could have linked, really linked, how a Mini was going to help me feel independent and enable me to get at least 6 shopping bags in the back. And the fact that I could have parked it really easy in any space, in any city. And the fact that there was no way on earth I would never know how slowly or quickly I was driving, because the speedometer in a Mini is huge, absolutely huge. And he needn't have bothered talking about all the things that he wanted to talk about. So you see that in linking what is important to the individual and to your outcome is the essence of what it is to negotiate and to influence. That is the end of the fourth step, linkage. And I think what I'm going to summarize by saying in these four steps of building rapport, identifying the outcome, questioning and listening, and gathering linkage and repeating back to them what is important to them in the context of your outcome, is the importance of doing all that and documenting it. So even if it's an email with a couple of bullet points or even scribbled on a piece of paper, to document that you both agree that the outcome is important and significant is another unconscious way of the other person recognizing that they are going to do what you've asked them to do. Some people need to see it written down. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast in negotiating and influencing business, and hope to see you again on the third module.